If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scars. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Let's go to the top. JoJo Siwa versus Tana Mojo. Without question, JoJo Siwa.
Are you ready?
Yep, let's go home.
Stop, drop, roll, rate the pod. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited for this week.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's up this week, babe?
Well, it's weird because I noticed, well, it's hard not to notice that MTV didn't invite us, Wild Till 9, to the MTV Music Awards last night, or for our future listeners, 8 days ago. But I think it was probably just a clerical error.
Well, I'm just really confused because DIY Queen does have many streams. So I think you have Roast Yourself or Roast Yourself number two.
As I've said many times, as someone who's painfully aware of just how much or little musicians that are full-time musicians make.
Yeah.
You have made more than a lot.
Yeah. Honestly, I can't decide who I feel worse for.
Me.
I mean, you cast a check on both sides, so I don't know what you mean. You know,
yeah, I benefited from that. That's good.
Yeah,
that's
really
good.
Did.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
That's so nice.
My business manager wanted me to walk through what my plans were for when I died, if I wanted to give up my money to my mother or you yesterday. So that was fun.
Really?
Or no, Friday. Yeah.
Wow. Where did I fall into that?
Somewhere between first and second place. Mm. What do you want to talk about?
Where did, wait, so you made a will?
Well, he was just like, can we go through all the new things that you've done and made?
Right.
Yeah.
Got it.
I think it's just time that my ex-fiance doesn't get all of my things.
That would, you know what though? I don't think that she would take them.
You know, that's a conversation that you two would have.
That would be like a different level of karma if you were to take your dead ex-fiance's stuff.
One might just say it's legal.
I actually heard an interesting argument about, there was like some drama recently about like an old couple breaking up over like the argument of like prenup or no prenup.
Right.
And I saw a lawyer make a reaction to it, and they were, cause I mean, I feel like people are so about, well, like it's about love. It's not about like the legalities behind it. It's about love. And like, if you want a prenup, that means that you don't have trust in our love. And the lawyer's response to that was like, listen, the law has an agreement. Like, you can either have the default prenup, which can fuck many people in this scenario,
or could go well.
You can make your own rules of the prenup.
Yeah.
And they were essentially just opening up the eyes to the people on the other side of that argument that there is technically already a prenup in place. It's just the default prenup.
Yeah. Well, it's state by state too.
Right.
And all that shit. I mean, realistically, I think when you have kids, it's your responsibility to have a plan in place.
Also, a will. If you don't have a will right now, but and like, you have children as well too, here is your reminder.
They're
kind of
one
of
the same though.
Yeah. I mean, two separate documents though.
Sure, but you would get a will figured out when you do the prenup.
Right. I have a will. I have a Canadian will and an American will actually.
And actually, if you can go ahead and answer right now where I am on that one, that will help me indicate from my business manager how you should perform.
Shpoop, listen, I am on the girlfriend salary.
Okay.
And currently on the girlfriend salary, you aren't on the husband payroll from my end of things, but,
well, this sounds oddly mutual then.
Okay.
Great.
Great talk.
Yeah. Well, no, I just think that like in general, I think the stickier stuff, like we've talked about are the husband and wife to be who very much work together and it's their primary form of income.
Oh my God, dude, there's been some like influencer engagement. There's been influencer engagements. Let's talk about it.
Head to the comments because I genuinely, what if this was our main form of, well, this is actually a bad example.
This is a bad example. Okay, but like there are so many, I mean, and I could name a ton of people of like, it's not even just one couple in particular that I'm talking about, but like.
I can think of a dozen.
I can literally think of so many, but like just say there is the girl influencer and she's got her boyfriend. The boyfriend helps edit. The boyfriend helps produce. The boyfriend helps.
Wears hats.
Also are in the content that, you know, they're in the vlogs. They help take the photos. They're in the photos. And then you want them to quit their job because you're making 10x the amount that they would make doing, you know, whatever their 9-to-5 might be. And now you can travel with them. Well,
but even more, the amount that they make at work
right,
is not anywhere near as valuable as they would be to you as the girl influencer.
Right.
Like taking on a thing you wouldn't normally trust somebody at X dollar amount to do.
Yes.
And they can do it probably better than most, if not anybody, because they have the most
right.
Give a shit about, mm-hmm. But then where does that make them fall?
Right, so then does your boyfriend become like your employee, your business partner? Is it a 50-50? Because some of the things that like you need them to do that you wouldn't be able to do without them, but like technically you're the main talent. Literally, it is the stickiest, craziest situation that I have seen so many girls go through time and time again.
Situational.
And I just don't think there's a right way to do it. Like I genuinely don't know. I've never been put in this position.
Totally.
But like I there's no handbook, there's no rule book on how to do it. And yeah. I don't think that there is a right way to do it. I think there's a lot of wrong ways. Yeah. And I'm sure it's, again, situational for the relationships. But damn, that shit looks stressful.
Yeah, I think you have to have a pretty good head on your shoulders and also be really communicative mm-hmm. and both be willing to give up maybe more than you might want to on paper so that you are gonna land in a healthy place for both sides.
But like, imagine you started on salary.
Who's you?
Like, imagine the boyfriend who uh-huh. like helps film and take the photos and produce like the content. Imagine they start on salary. How do you ask your girlfriend / boss for a raise? Or it's like, do some of them have shared bank accounts? Like I literally.
But also the tale as old as time is like, what happens if the woman is home raising kids all the time?
Right.
And the guy's off doing whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. And at the end of that, like at what point in time do you just go, yeah, I think I do deserve half. Because
right.
if you birth my children, uh-huh. it's gonna like come back into a fucking courtroom one day. But if you birth my children and I am financially able to take care of us better than you doing whatever it is.
Right.
And as opposed to us just finding, you know, help. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. you going back to work and trying to figure it out, mm-hmm. I'd be on the side of like, hey, maybe just take care of the kids.
Right, if that's what we all want, if everyone is collectively in agreement for that.
Right.
And then it's like, yeah, no, the whole thing is, or vice versa. Like I actually have a family member where the wife was the breadwinner and the husband was a stay-at-home dad.
I mean, my mother was the breadwinner my entire life. What?
This is not a place to trauma dump, but...
We've got a couple things to chat about today. Mm-hmm. Got some games. Where do we start?
I want to talk about Young Gravy and Sherry Nicole.
Okay.
How much of this have you kept up with, Mr. 9-to-5 with the regular life? That's not really.
You have done your absolute best to sit on me with TikToks and give me updates along the way. I've seen the Tana TikTok. I've seen the baked goods go into the trash. I've seen.
Oh, you were weeks behind. Weeks.
Baked goods going in the trash.
Devin, keep up. No.
You were. I think it's happened so far, away ago that you probably have forgotten.
So here's what I know.
Okay.
Young Gravy.
Yes.
Mr. Gravy. Yeah. Gravy. Mister.
Train.
Gravy Train. Yeah. He enjoys the finer, mature things in life.
The MILFs.
Such as women who have had children who he is might find sexually attractive.
It's like his brand. He's like a MILF hunter.
Oof.
Fully.
MILF hunter.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah.
I don't know. Y'all, anyway, and he's got his eye on Sherry.
Right.
Addison Rae's mother.
Right, right.
That's what I've got.
Okay, so.
Is any of that false?
That's right.
No, that's correct. You're just like weeks late.
Fact checkers say I'm good to go?
Yeah, fact checkers say you're good to go.
Great.
Here we go. Okay, so Addison Rae, TikTok star, queen, whatever you want to call her, pop star.
Multifaceted icon.
That's so nice. So her parents have kind of had like a messy, very public They also like both love making content, which has been very odd. And so they had her young. Sherry's only 42. And mm-hmm. I think the dad is like basically about the same age, maybe a few years older.
Wait. How old is Addison?
What?
How old is Addison?
22.
Oh, so she, okay. So
she had her at 20. Sherry had Addison. Sherry is 42.
Yeah.
Monty's 46.
Do that math.
What?
Monty's 46.
Sherry is 22.
What? Sherry's 22?
Sherry is 42. Addison is 22.
Got it.
Okay, Sherry
got it.
Had her at 20.
Got it. Okay. I'm with it. It's not, that could be younger.
Yeah, it could be younger. Totally. Yeah. Totally. Yeah, yeah. But so she's 42. And so she looks great. Like, and so you can, Young Gravy, loving MILFs, you can understand the attraction.
How old is Young Gravy?
26.
At what point in time does it become Gravy?
What do you mean?
Lil Wayne, Wayne.
Yeah.
Fat Joe, Medium Joe. Mm. Young Gravy, Gravy.
Gravy. Not sure.
Okay.
I think you got to reach that status.
Mm. It's happening soon.
Senor Gravy. Oh, okay. I was going to say, when he starts bagging MILFs.
Oh, he been bagging MILFs.
Okay, how many MILFs do you think are in his body count? Seriously.
Oh my God, probably over 100.
No way.
No. I've definitely seen him talk about this. It's not like a crazy number.
Are we sure?
Yeah. He's aspirational towards it.
Right. Uh-huh.
It's a dream of his.
Part of the image.
Yeah, yeah. You know. There's no way.
But no, he definitely has not gone over 100.
Facebook groups would eventually get out
of him. We are going to get Young Gravy on the podcast. We have so many mutual friends that we can 100% make this happen. Young Gravy on the podcast, we're going to make it happen.
Guest that I'd be willing to pay to be on the podcast.
Okay, we'll take that. Don't put that out because then he's been on so many of our friend podcasts for free.
I would admittedly say that I want you. Listen, at the end of the pod, uh-huh. if he goes, yeah, make sure and pay me still. I'd be like, damn, all right.
Okay.
We can offer up our moms.
Ooh.
Okay, Devin.
Which
Devin?
One? Yeah. I got a couple.
Devin.
Great.
I'll take one for the team.
That's part of your contract. Now.
That is.
Yeah. A lawyer will reach out. That's great.
So Young Gravy, how did this happen? I don't know how we went from, so Monty, Addison's dad, and Sherry.
Yes.
Were beefing.
Okay.
And then I think
did they have a prenup?
Probably not.
Hard to say.
Because they got married only a few years after Addison was born. I saw this on a TikTok.
Got
so
it.
Who knows how true it is.
Yeah.
So Sherry and Monty were beefing. And so I think Young Gravy just like saw the opportunity for like a hot MILF because he also tried to make a move on Heidi D'Amelio. Mm. And Heidi-
He's actively married, correct?
Yeah, Heidi and Margaret actively married. And so yeah. Mark shut that down real quick. So I think he was like, oh, the next queen of TikTok's mom, single. Also currently coming out of a very messy marriage / divorce or whatever.
Okay.
And so he started making moves on-
And when you say moves, you mean making TikToks.
Yeah. He responded to a TikTok. But then Sherry went one step further and she made a TikTok. I think the very first one. Go on her TikTok. It's her making biscuits.
She provoked.
Saying she wants the gravy, basically.
She signaled.
Oh, I mean, it was not subtle. I don't even know if it was a signal. It was just like a-
As we've discussed.
It was an announcement. It wasn't even a signal.
So Young Gravy was looking for consent? And Sherry shared her openness to continue the conversation?
Correct.
Okay, great. I love this. This is newsworthy.
I'm looking to make some whoopee, you feel me? I'm trying to butter the biscuit.
Oh my God.
Love crescent rolls.
Oh my God, wait. America. I think that I forgot that Young Gravy didn't even say Sherry's name. He was like, I'm back in America. I want to butter the biscuit. And Sherry offered the biscuit.
She was offered crescent rolls, mind you.
Oh, those crescent rolls?
Yeah.
They look like biscuits. Are those not biscuits? The
point is a superior roll.
Superior roll. And so then anyways, there's all.
Did he say Black America or America?
I'm back in America.
I thought you said Black America.
No.
I was like, that's another layer to this onion.
No. We were like, Young Gravy, you are very much white.
Well, right. I just, you know, he was like, making sure that it was very targeted.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history to severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or take medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. So anyways, this is how the romance started. And so I think everyone just thought that it was just like a trolling situation. And then Monty made this really embarrassing video of him like screaming with his with his like muscles of the camera, and he was trying to call Young Gravy out to be in a YouTuber influencer boxing match, which is very topical for this week's episode,
but also bad call.
Like, yeah. No one wants to see that, buddy. Also Young Gravy is 6'7".
Really?
6'7". The really? Motherfucker is tall.
That's past normal tall.
Oh, it is not. Yeah. It's not normal tall. He is past normal tall.
It says 6'3".
He's definitely not 6'3".
I'm seeing 6'3". I'm seeing 6'6".
6'6" might be right.
6'6", still very tall.
Yeah, I saw him at Coachella.
Okay.
Tall as shit.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to need to get him on the pod, but keep going. Oh yeah, he's a large man.
Large man. Oh yeah, there's BB No Money. And like BB No Money, I think is like very normal height.
God, they're fucking cool.
This is Jeremy's application to be Young Gravy's friend.
I don't think he would be my friend. I have nothing to fucking offer him.
Yeah, I don't know either way. That's not true.
Yeah. I'd give him an OTC account for his crypto. Anyway, moving on.
So Monty makes a really embarrassing response trying to call Young Gravy out to fight him in an influencer boxing match.
Embarrassing.
Tana somehow inserts herself laughing at Monty. It's just like, yeah, whole thing. And then Bryce also somehow inserts himself into the whole thing laughing at Monty. And so it just goes back and forth. And so this whole thing becomes Young Gravy stealing Sherry away from Monty. And Monty is kind of like at the butt of all of this.
Got it.
And so this was kind of like a back and forth, like tennis match between Sherry and Young Gravy for a few TikToks. And then like the...
I could only imagine this Monty in the middle, just like jumping to try and grab the ball.
Like monkey in the middle?
Yeah.
Like poor little monkey in the middle. Monty in the middle. Yeah. Oh, that's so embarrassing. Yeah. And so... I was about to use the word climax, but it felt like too weird, but it now feels fitting. Maybe the climax of the story of this whole narrative is that Young Gravy takes Sherry to the MTV Music Awards last night.
Naturally.
And like, not only did he take her to the Music Awards, he coordinated outfits with her. They are wearing the same matching lavender. Both look honestly amazing. Again, Sherry only 42, looking fucking stunning. Young Gravy looking tall as shit. And so not only were they color coordinated, they also were being like wildly PDA.
Well, you know.
I want to be very clear. That was PDAE.
Yeah.
PDAE. And so we've got a variety of TikToks, babe, to show you.
They're just making out.
Oh, they're just straight up making out.
During acceptance speeches.
Yes, literally. So like when the camera is not even supposed to be on them, you know what I mean? Like it's, oh my God. Okay, wait, start from the beginning.
I'm watching porn.
You're watching Young Gravy and Sherry Nicole porn.
I feel like I should be paying.
And you know what? What was that?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh God. Okay, there's another one where like her hand is on the inside of his thigh.
Think they fucked?
I think that I kind of feel it. Yeah. Okay, wait, here's them. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Here on the red carpet.
To hear what was the first interaction like? I feel like it's, you know, this relationship or this friendship, whatever you want to call it, has come so far so quickly.
I think I hit on her first. I'm not really sure, but I believe so.
Are you sure?
Oop.
I don't know. You tell me.
You must have.
I think I hit on her first. I knew of her. I thought she was fine. And it was kind of through the internet at first, which is a weird way to, you know, meet somebody, but we face.
Not very weird. That's how everyone meets now.
Yeah, it feels weird.
Wait, to me. Pause
we,
this.
We FaceTimed a little big.
One. This is so awkward.
They obviously haven't rehearsed this story.
They have no chemistry whatsoever. They're being so awkward. And also, too,
it's kind of cute.
He for sure is 6'7", because look how like he's awkwardly having to like giraffe his neck down to the microphone.
Yeah.
Also, I'm like, why is he doing that? I'm also, like, oh my God, he's just super tall.
Give the man some help and do this.
Yeah, seriously. Oh my God, this is so awkward. Okay, keep going.
We got to know each other and, you know, we're out here now. It's cute.
What was it about Sherry that stood out to you?
Well, I love the song Sherry. That was like a good start. Sherry by, you know, the old song.
She has no reaction.
She's like a little Southern belle, and I'm like a Northern boy, so it felt really.
He's Northern? Awesome. He sounds like he fell out of Georgia.
I know.
And what do you guys make of everything going down on TikTok? I feel like we've been seeing so many videos about a certain fight. You know, what do you think is going to happen moving forward?
Probably nothing at all. I think I'm going to continue to live my life and enjoy it. And I think that everything will be just beautiful.
Good good answer. Wise.
Addison, have you guys met Addison? You know what's been the deal there?
I met her. She's a sweetheart.
Yeah. To be here together.
That was so violently awkward. Oh, my God.
You're going to cringe.
Okay, so you think their designers basically decided they would do the same outfit. I'm sure they talked enough. And it was like a kind of a joke until the day of.
I feel like it was like a publicity stunt. And I kind of feel like, okay, I have so many thoughts here. One, I feel like, let's talk about Addison, because I just feel so bad for her.
We're waiting for that part, yeah.
I feel so, so, so bad for her. Like, I just can't imagine busting ass to like make this your career and then your parents have kind of like run wild with it. And like, listen, maybe she's entirely on board with it. I mean, like, she hasn't said anything. I know she unfollowed, I think, both of her parents on Instagram, so it's not like the best sign.
Not a great call, yeah.
But like, I just can't imagine, like, if this was me, I would be fucking irate. I would be livid. Like, I just-
She's 20?
She's 22.
Mm.
But just like the thought of your parents even having any kind of like effect on your career in this way would be just absolutely mortifying if you weren't on board with it.
If I found out that my mom was at the lobby of my existing job, I would sprint towards it and go, what are you doing here? How can I help you? What's going on? Yeah, no, definitely. At 22, everything would be painfully awkward. Although I feel like she's probably somewhat used to shit at this point because the internet has a song about her.
Right.
And more. But yeah, there's no real good. Yeah, it's tough. But what do you do?
I don't know. I feel like she's kind of just disappearing. Like the fact that Sherry was like the top headline of the VMAs and Addison wasn't even there makes me feel icky. No, she wasn't even there. Like it makes me feel super weird, right?
Yeah. I'm going to hope that they have a better relationship behind the scenes.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, yeah, I guess you don't know what happens behind closed doors. I will say whoever is on Young Gravy's PR team, they are fucking cheersing high class champagne right now because he's walking away the winner from all of this. Oh my God, with the publicity.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of sad that a guy can do just about whatever the fuck.
But I kind of feel like Sherry, okay, like just say actually, Addison.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just say Addison is on board with this, right?
Yeah.
And just say her and Sherry are plotting. I kind of feel like Addison's not in on this, but just say in a world where she was and Sherry wanted to give the biggest fuck you to Monty in the entire world and like be the star of the VMAs with Young Gravy. Like, I don't hate that for Sherry.
Correct.
If Addison's okay with it. If Addison's not okay with that, then I hate that for everyone.
I mean, in general, there are plenty of dudes who are 42 out there with 26-year-olds.
Oh, 100%.
I'm trying to think of someone who's like famous right now. Who's exhibiting that? And I can't think of one, but I'm sure there is.
Oh my God, I can think of literally
but
so
just
many
not
people.
Front page news, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it's not predatory. He's 26.
Oh my God, yeah, 100%. It always just feels
he's obviously
so
interested
much
in it.
Oh yeah, 100%.
In fact,
he
was part
that.
Of his brand before this even came around.
Totally.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
You ship it?
I said I'm fine with it. You know what? I'm whatever Young Gravy wants. I'm for it.
Jeremy just trying really hard to be younger would, okay. right now.
How's it going? Is it working? I would rather him be with someone 16 years older than younger.
100%. That's a good perspective.
Yeah.
That is a good perspective.
Yeah.
I weirdly don't even think about it from his end. I think about Addison's end and how like this is fuel to the fire for an album or, you know.
Oh, I hope she's writing
ability to put
bangers.
Good work into it. An acting performance,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
What is their actual last name? It can't be Ray.
I think it is. Don't know.
Oh, Sterling. Easterling?
Oh, yeah. Hers is Sherry Easterling, I think. I think he's Monty Lopez, though. So I don't know what she is.
Easterling.
Oh, yeah. Easterling.
Mm. Got it.
Addison Rae Easterling. Oh, yeah. I just, it feels like, oh, there's more. Oh my God. This is the inner thigh grab. How can you just go from being so awkward, though, to like, oh my God, they're making out. They're straight up making out.
Did he just fucking raise his eyebrows?
I think he was whispering to her.
Oh. Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But still the hand?
Still though the hand.
She knows what she's doing. This is not her first rodeo.
I mean.
She's probably having the time of her life.
That's what I'm saying. I think Sherry is thriving.
I love it.
Whether or not Addison approves, I think Sherry is absolutely part's thriving. Tough.
She's giving 13 going on 30.
Oh my God. Also, I did a red carpet fashion review on my vlog channel and I only
saw- Oh, that's a butt cheek.
Oh my God. That is a whole ass- Butt cheek.
It's a butt cheek.
That's an upper butt.
That's an upper butt.
That is an upper butt.
Yeah.
Different is actually like the TikTok.
You better put that like back on there. You better put that like back on. Likes are free.
So when I was looking at their outfits though, I was like, oh my God, such cute color coordination. Like I honestly kind of match with them to be honest. Like I could be in the, what would their ship name be? Young Gravy, Gray, Sherry, help me out you guys.
Sh-gravy.
We're gonna revisit this.
Yeah, okay.
But I saw her dress and I was like, oh, looks like there's like a little like lace-up situation on the hip that's very cute. It's very modest in the front, very covered or whatever. And then I only saw photos of them on the red carpet. Didn't see
cheeks.
This video where it's like a whole ass cutout on the back.
You know, more and more I hear it, more and more I like it.
Oh my God.
You know, at the end of the day, it's Addison's mom's job to know when to not embarrass the hell out of her daughter for good reasons.
Okay.
And so sadly, we're going to leave that with Sherry.
You're not wrong.
It's not like the kid's responsibility to tell the mom what is and isn't appropriate. You can, but like.
Yeah, you're right. It is the job of the parent to like know when the fuck to be a parent and not to be like a red carpet star.
Right.
On the arm of.
And so assuming that Addison has not said, don't do that. All good.
She's like active on social media too. Cause at first I was like, I wonder if she's gonna hermit and like not post anything, but she was posting on Instagram today.
I would definitely turn my phone off for a while if my mom was having sex with Young Gravy.
Same.
But oh my God, yeah.
Allegedly.
100%.
But you know, okay.
She like hasn't posted anything. Man, I bet the offers right now for her to do like press interviews are out the ass.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so. Also, like Family Tree DNA, probably getting in there for
a
brand deal. Okay, great. What's next?
Developing story.
Yeah.
Developing story.
Tune back next week for more Young Gravy and Sherry. Rary.
Honestly, though, outside of all this, big Young Gravy fan.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything.
I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
You're John Chespagon.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer. Streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Addison Rae told me my dress was cute at the Streamies of 2018.
Really? She's been in the game that long?
She was just starting.
Damn.
She was just starting. And I remember that I recognized, I was like, oh, I think I've seen this girl on TikTok. It was the year of when we had just met.
Isn't that fun?
Isn't that fun?
She had a presence on TikTok in 2018.
Musically, then?
I think so. Maybe it was Musically.
It had to have been Musically, yeah.
Cool, because when was TikTok born?
I thought 2019.
Was it 2019?
Or I thought it was born in 2018, but it didn't blow up till 2019.
Maybe.
Unsure?
I can't remember.
Whatever.
Anyway, she said my dress was cute, and I was like, oh my gosh, like she's so cute. I've seen her on TikTok before, and then here now she is like the most mega celebrity in the entire world. Me throwing her a measly like on Instagram within like her 4 million likes on Instagram.
That's a photo.
I have another TikTok that I want to get your opinion on. This was a really interesting perspective on men paying for first dates.
Got it.
And it was one that I hadn't heard before. And I honestly was like, this is really interesting. I can't wait to hear what you think about it.
Look, the only reason I really don't mind like paying for most of it is because I understand like that girls really have to go through more. Well, they have to pay like for more stuff. Like, let's say to get their nails done, to get their hair done, to buy makeup, like their outfits are a little bit more expensive. That's why I really don't mind, because their maintenance, I think, outweighs a lot more than like what I spend.
For us, it's what, like a $25 haircut, $30 haircut?
I mean, makeup is expensive.
Sometimes getting your nails done? Like, geez,
dude. Look, the only reason I really don't mind like...
Well, my guy's nutsack looks great.
Yeah, he's, what's it called again? An elephant knuckle?
Oh, not sure anyone's ever called it that before. Well, now we know what we call it. Oh,
Canada. Is it an elephant knuckle?
Yeah,
makes,
that.
It makes sense.
Like, or maybe it's a moose knuckle?
It's a moose knuckle.
Is it a moose knuckle?
Yeah.
Can I make up an elephant knuckle?
I'm not even sure elephants have knuckles.
I'm going to Google, I'm scared if I Google elephant knuckle. Oh my God, elephant knuckle on Urban Dictionary.
Good. We've got time. Read it
out. An elephant knuckle occurs when a camel toe grows to a phenomenal size.
Oh my God.
Elephant knuckles, the bulbous labia majora protruding from the female's nether region while wearing pants. Her pussy's so big. I can see her elephant knuckles through her swimsuit. No.
Girls supporting girls.
I wish I had never said that. I wish I could take back all of that.
What was the question?
I forget. What do you think about the TikTok?
Look, it's insightful. That's not why I would pay for things, but that's a good idea.
Okay, why do you pay for things?
That's what my mother told me to do.
Hmm. When I heard this, I was like, God damn. I was like, maintenance to be a girl can be really expensive. Obviously, like, you don't have to do all of those things, but a lot of girls find, you know, the self-care enjoyment in doing a lot of those things. And it doesn't mean that girls are entitled to having, you know, their stuff paid for. But I was like, this is an insightful straight man opinion.
Here's my thought. In my head, I would not ask a girl to go on a date, let alone a first date, if I was not prepared and planning on paying for everything.
I've heard that before a bunch of times.
Also, I'm typically the one that was deciding where we're going to.
Right.
Which means I'm genuinely aware of how much I'm going to spend.
True.
But at the same time, the girl at the end of the night insisted on paying for half or for whatever, right? I wouldn't have a problem with it, right? I wouldn't be upset about it, but I wouldn't go into the date assuming that she was going to be responsible for her quote unquote half.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying it's wrong if you think that way. That's just not the way that I think.
Right. I don't even remember. Did I offer to pay for half?
Definitely not. Not even fucking close. No. I ordered a bottle of champagne. You said, okay, fine.
Yeah, it's great. Is we getting dessert?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so true, though. I didn't even think about, like, how if the guy plans it, then like they're aware of the menu prices. I didn't even think about that part of it.
Yep.
Because even if they picked a place that you'd never been before and then you got to the end of the meal and you're like, oh, can I pay for half? And you didn't pick the place, that could either be $20, that could be $200.
Yep, yep. And
what do you think about that?
I obviously picked a spot that was close enough to your home so that we could go meet Moose.
Yes.
Although you invited me back on our first date.
Because you bought Moose a toy.
From Moves.
Cute.
Not his first rodeo, ladies and gentlemen.
It was my first or second first date.
Not his first rodeo.
Yeah, it's cute. It's cute.
Yeah, that's cute. Literally, I was like, that is such a, because I mean, like, I think that there are a lot of straight dudes that just like think that it's, you know what it is? It reminds me, this is the opposite of the guy who is like, I love that girl. She's just so natural looking. Like, she doesn't wear a lot of makeup. She's so natural looking. And meanwhile, they've got fucking 14 layers of like natural looking styled makeup, but they're still wearing like 14 layers of makeup. And that's what they like doing. But like, some guys are just so unaware and ignorant of like what can be added, changed, curled, straightened, glued on, painted.
I feel like guys don't really treat themselves either. Like, they don't think about, oh, I could totally go get a massage. Oh, you know.
Oh my God, yeah.
Why don't we go to a concert? Whereas the girlfriend will be the one to be like, I'm going to take you to a massage, you know.
Mm-hmm. I make Jeremy get pedicures sometimes.
There you go.
He needs them.
She's paying it forward.
You forgot your wallet the last couple times, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I noticed that. There it is. That's why I stopped going there. Nah, I think I'm good.
The other issue too is that you finished much earlier because you don't want.
You're still talking about toes?
Toes, yeah.
Okay, got it.
You don't want anything on the toes.
Cool.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
That's tough.
That's tough. That is tough.
Devin was here. We thought it was funny in real time.
Oh, it was a little slow. That's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
But yeah, I was like, this is so nice. He's considering the maintenance. I just had my maintenance days. I like can't decide if I like to stack my maintenance days. It feels so high maintenance.
Okay.
When they're all back to back like that. Because you're like, God damn, I spend so much time
doing dumb things. Not dumb things,
but it's like the self-care things that I do enjoy doing. But it just feels like a lot when like you do it all back to back. Cause like I'm just gonna fully just expose myself here. So lash extensions, which are once every 3 weeks, which isn't bad. But I look like—
Hold the press, please.
I look like a butt when our I don't secret. Have— I'm not kidding. I remember in COVID when like obviously you couldn't get your lashes done when I didn't have them on. Jeremy was like, wow, you look really different without lash extensions. And I now—
I don't think I said that.
Will never not have lash extensions because Jeremy basically told me to my face how ugly I was.
Okay, well, that didn't happen.
It's like when someone's like, oh, wow, you look really tired. And like, it was like one of those moments.
I think I said how great you looked with them. I don't think I was like, wow, you look like asshole without them.
Right. So anyway, I read between the lines and you said I look like asshole without them. So we got lash extensions once every 3 weeks.
Yep. Every 3 weeks? Fucking hell.
That's a lot of people. Some people go every week.
Who has the time?
Who has the time?
I got a girlfriend that goes every week.
Yeah, every week some people go. I like do an okay job of like keeping mine in pretty good condition to make it last 3 weeks because I'm not trying to go every week. And then I get my nails done, which is able to be a business write-off because my hands are on camera, which is actually fair because no one wants to watch a DIY tutorial with some busted ass nails.
A brand that I won't mention the name of basically did a massive brand campaign and the dude had busted like skin.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding. I thought to myself, I've been around Lauren long enough to even realize this is a thing and it looks fucking stupid.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
It's gross.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's once every 4 weeks though. So it's not too bad. Once a month. That's like 12 times a year. That's not too bad.
Sure.
I got a facial today. That I don't do that often because I haven't found a place that hasn't really fucked my skin after. So TBD if we will regret that. But that's only like once every like 3 months.
That's why you're glowing today.
Oh, no. I'm not glowing at all. No. Your skin after a facial is usually actually in really rough shape. Okay. My skin has never looked worse, but thank you so much.
Fuck my observation.
And then...
None of this is for me, let's be clear. This is all for you.
Getting my hair done tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
I have to get my extensions moved up and I have to get my blonde retouched, and which I know is your favorite.
Who the fuck knows what you actually look like?
Genuinely? Fucking not me anymore.
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah, no.
Welcome to LA.
Yeah, welcome to... I always wonder like what I would look like if I still lived in Toronto and was like working like a boring 9-to-5. Like I wonder what I would look like.
Like a vet.
Yeah, Devin said that I could be a vet, but I know in my heart that I could not be. I'd be sobbing every day.
Yeah, just short of the intake and like doing all the fun stuff. Like I have to do what with it? No.
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 What about laser? Do you have to keep up with lasering?
Yes, but not as much anymore. So I did my 8 laser sessions and I was really good about it every 6 weeks. And so now I'm like pretty chilling now.
It just won't grow back.
It just won't grow back. Well, at least for a little bit.
I need to get in there.
Yeah, laser.
Silky dolphin.
Get in there.
Silky dolphin.
Remember we got meep, beep, yep. Meep, meep.
Oh, I'm never going to forget.
I got a lot of meep, meeps.
Ew.
So anyways, it can be time extensive and expensive if you would like it to be.
Time
to
consuming
do.
And expensive?
Yeah, time consuming.
Time extensive and expensive.
Time extensive like and expensive. Doesn't that make sense though, right? Time extensive?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. It is expensive with your time and your money if you would like it to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, there's so much other shit too. Like a lot of girls get like, they get waxes, they get their brows done. They get, there's lip blush where you can get like semi-permanent lip color now. Microblading for brows, piercings, fucking tattoos, I guess. That's kind of cosmetic.
You gonna do any more of those?
Next question. Next question.
I get my haircut every 2 weeks. There's that.
And it's $100.
It is.
It's a lot.
Yours is $100.
Oh my God, Devin, get this. He's grandfathered in to a way cheaper price. It'd probably be closer to $200 now.
It would be $200.
Okay. You're maybe one of the first guys I've ever met that spends that amount of money on hair like I do.
You do too?
Every time I see a 60, no, 60 could sometimes be good. Every time I see those $30, $40 haircuts, they look like $30, $40 haircuts.
Yep. That's true.
The second you go and spend money on a $100 haircut, sets you free.
I love that for you guys.
You actually look so good.
Every 2 weeks.
You both deserve that.
Thank you.
You really do.
Don't do every 2 weeks. I do probably every 4 or 5 months.
Oh.
Four or five months?
Mine's every 2 weeks.
How does your hair not grow
fast? It doesn't grow that fast.
Oh. Oh my God. Jeremy literally. Crazy. It's like even in the morning, his face looks drastically different than it does at night with his face, the way the facial hair grows. I'm not kidding. I think if I were to sit there for 10 minutes and just look at your face, I could probably watch hairs push out a little bit.
Oh my God.
It grows so fast. It's insane.
You shave if every you morning?
Oh, yeah. It has to, yeah. If you were a girl, you would be Laser Away's number one customer.
Wonderful. Gorgeous.
You'd be a big bitch. Be a big bitch.
Do you have anything nice to talk about today or we're just going to stay here?
What do you mean? I'm roasting myself on all the dumb fake treatments I do to make myself look presentable.
Yeah, this version of you. I don't know. Yeah. Whoever the real version of you, we've lost that.
Oh, we've lost her. Yeah, I don't know what she looks like.
Let's keep her buried too.
Yeah.
I'm used to this one now, right? And the other one's what? You said fugly?
Probably.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you told me that it looks like buttholes. So.
I didn't say that. Let's talk about fighting each other.
Fighting each other?
Isn't that what we're doing?
Well, okay, so there were some influencer boxing matches this past weekend and we had like a little viewing party.
Yes.
Always so entertaining. I think they're getting better. Like the production is getting, depending on like kind of like who's producing it.
It's not getting worse. There's been some bad ones.
There's been some really bad
ones.
There's
been like some embarrassing
ones. The YouTuber versus TikToker one, that was trash.
That was particularly bad.
That was really, really bad.
Yeah.
Was that the Austin one? That was the Austin or Broom one,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was on like LiveX Live or something.
So bad. Yeah. I don't think people have gotten paid for that fight yet. And I don't think they will.
Bryce did.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, only
no
one.
Way. He's only the one. Only one that got paid?
I mean, they were the title fight.
Right. That is so crazy.
Only one.
Yeah.
Not good.
So KSI and Deji fought Fousey, who's been on the pod, and then some other, like the FaZe Clan guys who are gamer guys, right? Are they all gamer guys?
I don't know why you're asking me.
I don't really know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, not our thing. But anyway, influencer boxing happened this weekend. And, you know, we knew a few people, but I thought it'd be more fun if we put together a little bracket of people that we do know. Just, and obviously we have to participate in this as well too. So you're in the men's bracket. I'm in the women's bracket.
Okay. And are we actually fighting?
We're not actually fighting.
Is that the point? Like they're fighting one-on-one?
Oh, hypothetically, yeah, and we get to,
right.
Yeah.
What it would look like if they trained and actually stepped into the ring.
I don't care who I'm fighting first, I lost.
I forget who you're up against first.
I lost.
Okay, let's Congrats. Do you want to do your bracket or the women's bracket first?
Oh, we got to do men's first. Women should go last without question.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Who are our contestants?
Okay,
so. Our contenders, our fighters.
So it would appear that, Mr. Beast? At number one, got a bye and doesn't have to compete in the first round?
Yeah, Mr. B's got a bye.
Okay, Jimmy, you're lucky there. And then in order on the way down, and then we'll go back to the top. Justin Bieber versus Harry Styles. Young Gravy versus Monty Lopez. Logan Paul versus Jake Paul.
Ooh.
Zayn and Heath versus Keenan and JC. Jeremy Lewis.
A bye.
Thank you. Wait, and I should
why go. Is it called a bye? Do we know? Do you know? You played sports. Why is it called a bye?
Not sure.
Oh, okay.
Not sure.
Because right. fighting is bisexual.
Yeah, sure. So the first actual round would be what? Justin Bieber and Harry Styles?
So what are we going to say? Are we going to say that if they had two weeks to train, or are we just saying they're fighting as is?
I think fighting as is.
Fighting as is. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Okay, let's go. Fighting as is.
Come as you are.
Come as you are.
I would, without question, unequivocally say Justin Bieber.
Oh, me too. Me too. Yeah. Hands down. Hands down.
Harry is a lover, not a fighter.
I agree.
And Justin, I think sometimes.
Is a fighter.
Is a fighter sometimes.
Is
also, he's a pretty big dude. Got some Justin? Biceps on him. Yeah.
He seems like a dude that would probably do fitness for fun and like mental health. You know what I mean? Like, he seems like he's really cleaned up. Remember when Justin Bieber had like his like bad boy era?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peeing in buckets.
Peeing in buckets and shit. Yeah. Yeah.
Listen,
I feel like he's in his Jesus era now.
I got to be honest. At age 16, 17, 18, I had a bad boy era too. It was called being a fucking brat.
Right. And that also wasn't also on top of having millions and millions of people watching your every move.
And that did happen to me. Right. It's just been lost at this point.
Got it.
Yeah.
That wasn't until sing off.
Harry gives got the good bod and now just enjoys eating like really well, but doesn't work out. Whereas Justin feels like a workout every day.
Oh my God, you're so right. Yeah, Harry Styles is the guy that has a six pack, but eats like ass.
Yeah.
And eats maybe some ass.
Well, no, I see him more. I see him more as like the guy that was like, I'm going to get the perfect bod. And
then enjoy themselves.
Doesn't work out anymore, but enjoys eating healthy.
Got it.
Because it's just like the lifestyle.
Right.
Of a hipster boy.
Hipster boy.
Okay. Let's go down the pike there. Sure.
No. Okay. So next up we got Zayn and Heath versus Keen and JC.
Why wouldn't we just, okay. Okay, fine. Without question, Zayn and Heath.
You think?
Yeah. Zayn and Heath have been in the gym every single day the past six months.
Right. You're so right. Heath, Zayn, I love you so much. Heath, honestly, by himself, I feel like Heath's cardiovascular health right now is in absolute peak condition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he could take both of them probably.
By himself. Yeah, I don't know about four, but right now, no question.
Okay, you're right. Zayn and Heath.
Zayn is pretty scrappy though. I could see him throwing some quads.
100%. 100%. I was going to say just like on a-
They're from Florida. You don't fight people from Florida.
You're so fucking right. Even just being from Florida alone, they win. They win.
Yeah, I don't know why this was even remotely difficult. Yeah.
You're so right.
Okay. So back the top, Mr. Beast versus Justin Bieber. So now going back to your point, if Mr. Beast had any time to prepare, I do think he would potentially come out on top. Mm-hmm. But because he does not have time to prepare, I'm giving it to Justin.
100%. Also, Mr. Beast has Crohn's, and not that that makes someone automatically physically vulnerable, I know that he's got like a very specific diet he has to stick to. And so I think that he is more fragile than Justin Bieber. Who seems like he'd really pack a punch.
I do think that Mr. Beast would be open to fighting Justin Bieber if the opportunity presented itself.
Oh, 100%. The video that he could make out of that, 100%. He would sacrifice his face
and
definitely. Body for that. 100%.
I think Mr. Beast would sacrifice anything for
a good video.
Entertainment.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
As he does.
So we'll do it with Biebs.
Oh my God, is Biebs going to go all the way?
Okay, next, Gravy versus Monty. Without question, Gravy.
Okay, so
don't care how big Monty is.
What?
Don't care how big Monty is.
So Gravy has been very open about like on TikTok when Monty like tried to challenge him, and this made Monty look like a little bitch because Gravy was like, "Hey man, like we're both adults here. Like no one's trying to do that. Like I would just like to be the mature person in this situation, and I don't want to fight you, man. I'm just not interested." And it made Monty look like a little 8-year-old boy having a tantrum.
Right, he already lost. Gravy.
Gravy. Yeah.
Monty can flex, but like, I don't think he got muscle.
Gravy.
Yeah.
You know?
I kind of think that he's on. I think he's taking a little sun to
roids.
Look. Yeah.
Just a new quick set. Okay, Logan Paul versus Jake Paul. Why? Why?
Just want to spark a little controversy. Yeah. Keep it interesting, you know?
I think Logan has as much as admitted that Jake would win right now.
Well, 100% right now, Jake would win.
Well, then Jake.
Yeah, then Jake. I guess that was easier than I thought it was going to be. That is the fight, though, that would, like, make their careers go insane. Because everyone wants to see that. Jake and Logan fight each other.
By the way, everyone would want to see a round two and a round three as well.
Of Jake and Logan?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. 100%. Yeah. Are you kidding me? So, it's crazy.
Now, is Zayn and Heath versus me individually?
Maybe it has to be like the two-legged race where Zayn and Heath have to like tie their inside legs together. You know what I mean? And they could only throw one punch each.
Well, I'm totally fine with showing up for a payday and taking a quick out.
Yeah.
In fact, we could arrange that right now. Zayn, Heath,
would you let them both punch you in the face once?
What kind of money are we talking about?
How much? Okay, so if just Zane was going to punch you in the face, what would you have to be paid for Zane to punch you in the face?
$100,000.
Oh, okay. That's actually lower than I thought you were going to say.
Is it on TV?
What?
Is it on TV?
Say it is on TV.
$1,000,000.
Wow.
I'm not just going to get punched in the face just for a fucking $100,000.
Well, I think Heath would leave a dent on your face.
Yeah. Yeah. $2,000,000.
I'd be nervous.
$2,000,000?
Yeah. For both? $2,000,000.
For both, $2,000,000. Yeah. Televised.
Yeah.
You could have brain damage forever.
I think you'd be okay.
That'd be fine.
Yeah. So then you're gonna take the L here and Zayden Heath will go forward.
No, I'm not gonna take the L. They're gonna take the W.
Okay, sure.
No. It would be No, they're winning.
Ooh, okay, our semifinals, we have Justin Bieber versus Young Gravy and then Jake Paul versus Zayden Heath.
Bieber
again.
Over Gravy, 100%.
Yeah. Wait, okay. I'm with it. Yeah, 100% Justin Bieber, but then also Jake Paul versus Zayden Heath, easy Jake Paul.
Right.
Justin Bieber versus Jake Paul would be an incredible fight.
Yeah, I think so too.
I'm so sorry that I zoomed past Zayden
Heath. But I'm taking Jake Paul.
I would take Jake Paul too, 100%. Yeah.
Jake Paul's not going to like go out on that shield.
He also, like right now at this current moment, was like up until a week ago at peak physical performance in training camp to fight and his fight got canceled. So like Jake Paul could not be in better shape
right
now. Jake
Paul could sit around and eat donuts for a month. I'm still taking Jake Paul.
I could see if Justin really prepared.
That's what I'm saying. I think so too. That would be an incredible entertainment like influencer. I don't want to say influencer, but like that would be up there celeb boxing.
That's Mayweather McGregor level.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Justin Bieber and Jake Paul. Yeah. Oh my God.
Honestly, now talking about it, I could see our boy Heath too if he really trained.
I think so too.
I think so too. And honestly, Young Gravy, if Young Gravy has the height, now get the good training.
That's a long arm.
It's a long arm.
If Everyone's Young Gravy done. Comes on the podcast, we have to get a tape measure and measure his arm.
Let's do it. That's not gonna be weird, but let's do it.
And so, we need to know his reach for this hypothetical.
Yeah, done.
Wow.
Man, Justin Bieber and Jake Paul, celebrity boxing tournament. That would be wild. Girls, like 16-year-old girls everywhere would be swiping their parents' credit cards for the pay-per-view. That would be the highest female audience they've ever had in their entire careers of PPV.
Okay. PPV. Ugh.
PPV?
It's a weird, weird acronym. all right. The ladies. Arguably, so much more entertaining.
You think?
All right. So Lord DIY, see, gets a vibe, a buy.
Uh-huh.
And also, she's a vibe.
Thank you so much.
Why was I number two and why are you number one?
Can't remember. So sorry.
Just worked out that way.
Yeah, here, man. Sorry. It's funny how things work out like that sometimes. Yeah,
okay. I'll check the contract. JoJo Siwa and Tana Mongeau.
Mm-hmm.
Alicia Marie and Remy Ashton. Ooh, terrible. You made them fight each other like that.
PB.
Emma Chamberlain and Dixie D'Amelio. Taylor Swift
Gen Z queen.
And Doja Cat.
Oh. I know.
And Paris Hilton gets a bye down at the two. Okay.
Woo!
Let's go to the top. JoJo Siwa versus Tana Mongeau. Without fucking question, JoJo Siwa.
The first time I ever met JoJo Siwa, I literally, my eyes were like basically at her ribs.
She's
and my
5'9".
Eyes had to travel up to the top of her head. Like, yeah. I had to like crook my neck to see her. She is so tall.
I didn't realize that.
Well, she got Dance Moms too.
Yes, forever ago.
Yeah, so yeah. She's got like probably strong legs.
Very agile.
Yeah, you're so right. She probably isn't. I didn't even think about how
probably
like
great
her
shape.
Physical condition would be really good.
You can't be a dancer
without being,
at that level without having some serious core
strength. She was just a judge on a dance show.
Mm. JoJo Siwa. And you know, I love Tana.
Damn, I actually thought Tana was going to make it farther because you know she's scrappy.
She's scrappy for sure. And she would take the fight for sure because she'll do anything.
Like I was thinking that if I was next and I would have had fight Tana, I don't think that I would fare well.
Listen, by the way, Tana would be the reason this thing sold $1 billion.
Oh, absolutely.
And by the way, JoJo Siwa was huge.
Right.
But Tana is a promotional god.
Yes, 100%.
But
marketing queen.
I'm taking JoJo. And by the way, I even think that Tana would be okay with taking JoJo.
I think so too. That would also be an incredible fight.
I agree. Oh,
yeah. If someone does not hand us the budget to make this happen after this, I will be fucking irate.
That's usually how those things work. Okay, so down to Taylor Swift and Doja Cat. Without question, Doja.
You think?
Yeah.
In my head, Doja's really small. Do we know how tall she is? Let me see.
I bet she's tiny.
Because I think Taylor Swift is tall.
She's definitely tall. Like 5'9", 5'10".
Okay, Doja's 5'5". Oh my God, 5'11". And Taylor's 5'11". Damn,
Taylor's
tall.
Very skinny.
She is very skinny.
Very skinny.
She looks kind of like a twig bitch that you could snap.
Well, I wouldn't say that. But Doja, I would put ahead. Any qualms to that?
You know what, too? I think girls with thick butts can fight.
Yeah.
I think that I would bet on her beautiful butt.
That's why I think you would do so well in a fight, Lauren.
Thank you so much. My good cheeks.
Thicky dumpy.
Thicky dumpy. I told you, you're the thicky dumpy. The summer 2022. Of the
thick dump truck of asses.
Yeah. But also, I do want to take a moment to congratulate the Swifties on getting a new album in October.
Spotify would say that 140% of our listeners only listen to Taylor Swift. So
wow. So Swifties, exciting. I'm excited for you.
So I'm sorry to eliminate your girl round one. I just think that her time is better suited in the studio.
And there she will be.
She's so sweet too. Doja would like clap back with that verbal like.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, make her scared.
The shit talking that they could do leading up to the fight. Oh, it'd be so good.
I do think it'd be a good like press.
Oh run. Yeah. 100%.
Okay. To the top. Lord DIY versus JoJo Siwa.
Guys, come on. Come on.
You could say Lord DIY versus a fucking cotton ball.
Guys, come on.
It's
come
still
on.
The cotton ball.
Come on. I can bench 65 pounds now.
You legitimately are one of-
And I can squat 135.
If like a cracker was a human.
Actually, yeah. You know what? Lauren is right. I'm taking Lauren in this. I think
Thank
Lauren
you
would take
so
JoJo.
Much, Devin.
Are you taking you?
No, I just want to see her fight someone for Pretty Basic.
Not even fucking close. Not even close. You're good at so many things.
Yeah.
Getting hit in the face is not one of them.
No, I don't want to get hit
in the face. No, you wouldn't hit in the face at all. And I wouldn't want you to get hit in the face.
I don't want to get hit
in
the face. It's too, I do too much maintenance.
See? Yeah, JoJo Siwa for sure.
Damn, you're right. I do want to fight a bitch from PB though.
So.
Man, I'm out already.
So I'm actually having a lot of trouble with this one.
Oh, PB, PB, Alicia versus Remy.
Do you know who you think would win? What color outfit do you think Remy would show up in?
Remy would go powder blue.
Okay.
That's Remy's signature color.
Okay. And Alicia?
Probably go black.
Okay. Okay.
Black and silver probably.
Okay.
Actually, I know she's a silver jewelry wearing kind
What
of girl.
Does the outfit have to do with the fight?
Are you just trying to visualize?
I'm just trying to get everything together.
Man, okay, I don't know. Because here's the thing is that I think Alicia is probably a better fighter in general.
I think she's less bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. I think Alicia would be just like naturally maybe a better fighter.
Well, Remy went to a lot of Rumble classes,
Remy
right?
Remy feels scrappier.
Remy went to Rumble, right?
Remy went to Rumble.
Yeah.
They've both been to Rumble a few times.
Okay.
I'm gonna be honest, you learn jack shit in Rumble.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is not a Rumble ad, as you can hear.
It's not a Rumble ad.
My thoughts are this. Remy can be scrappy,
yeah.
But she's soft.
She's so nice.
She's a soft girl.
She's soft
and
girl.
And so is Alicia. But I do think.
I think Alicia less soft girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Alicia.
Okay, I think Alicia. Wow. Remy, we love you.
We do. But I think Alicia would win.
I think Alicia would win too.
And by the way, I'd love for them to prove me wrong.
Me too. Emma Chamberlain and Dixie Melio both weigh about 90 pounds each and are both like the reigning queens
Emma
of
Chamberlain.
Gen Z. Really?
I think she's a sleeper hitter.
Huh.
Sleeper.
Did Dixie play sports? I feel like Dixie played sports.
Yes, she did BMX racing.
Oh, what?
Yep.
Well, that's a curveball.
Do you want to?
No, I don't. I still think Emma's a champ. I think she's like I think she's got low key, like, I think she'd make contact like once or twice.
Yeah.
I think Dixie would come out like doing little jabs or whatever. I think Emma would just like, just fucking throw a haymaker. And be
I think it's Dixie. Devin?
I'm with Dixie on this one. She was actually super athletic growing up.
I was going to say, I think she played, did she play soccer too or something? Yeah, yeah, I feel like she played, she was okay. Sporty.
I
sporty
bitch. I still think I'm right, but I'm happy to move forward
with
Dixie.
Dixie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Emma would definitely like, you know, put her hands up, not want to get
Also, like, I just know that she's like an artsy kind of girl and I just don't know.
Right.
Doja Cat and Paris Hilton. So here's the thing.
I fucking live for this one.
I think that it's an obvious choice to go with the Doja side.
Right.
But I will say that Paris Hilton has somehow fought her way to relevancy for the last 2.5 decades.
Decades. Insane.
Therefore, I wouldn't want to cut her out.
Hmm.
Paris would have like secret spikes in her gloves.
Right. Some brass knuckles, except that they're like pink.
It's often been said that Paris Hilton is actually a hell of a lot smarter than she plays on.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Ooh, so do we think that she'd just be more cunning with it?
No, I still think Doja would win.
Doja? Okay, yeah. Let's go Doja.
She like it rough.
Okay, our semifinals, we've got JoJo Siwa and Alicia Marie.
JoJo fucking Siwa.
Dixie D'Amelio and Doja Cat.
JoJo Siwa over Alicia, without question.
Yeah, yeah.
I just think that JoJo has
you're right.
Strong base.
I've seen JoJo, core. I think she's got like abs. Like she's strong.
Yeah, I believe that. Okay, so Dixie D'Amelio versus Doja Cat. You guys are long Dixie D'Amelio.
No, we're Doja now. You're Doja.
Yeah. Yeah. Doja would ruin her.
Okay, got it. All right.
And honestly, I'm going to have to be with you on Doja here on this last one too.
Oh my God. Wait, Doja versus JoJo Siwa. Again, these like final like this rounds are incredible.
This is a $100 million opportunity.
This is a $100 million opportunity.
I'm having a hard time with this one still.
Oh, I think Doja on this one.
I don't know.
I'm having a hard time with
it. I don't know. What cities are they both from?
Let's take a look.
Yeah.
Doja's from Los Angeles.
From LA? Yep.
JoJo's from LA?
Doja's from LA.
Oh, Doja's from LA.
Yep.
Doja versus JoJo. Mm.
Nebraska.
I don't know shit about Nebraska. Are they scrappy in Nebraska? That's,
some of the best football players come out of Nebraska. Where's Honey Boo Boo from?
Okay, Doja is from Tarzana.
Mm.
This is not a boost in the way of her credibility here for if she can fight.
Tarzana?
I mean,
you gotta be scrappy to come out of Tarzana.
Oh, yeah.
Tarzana.
Yeah.
Next to the old people suburbs.
Yeah, but it's not.
Of large houses.
But it's not. Let's be clear. Just because your friends live there, I want you to look at the average.
I've been to some nice houses.
The average home in Tarzana. Yeah.
JoJo Siwa was from Nebraska.
That only continues. I'm JoJo Siwa.
You're JoJo?
I am.
I was JoJo. I was JoJo. Fucking Jesus. Doja and JoJo. I can't fucking.
Doja and JoJo. I think it's JoJo. Just because.
I'm on JoJo too. I went into it being JoJo.
We got to, like, they got to get nicknames or something.
Yeah, we can't.
J&D
this
or something.
I know. This is
I
too
just
much.
Think that, yeah, besides the fact that, like, she's corn fed, obviously, Nebraska. They literally, the Nebraska Huskers are the name of the, it's like, that's the mascot.
Huskers?
Huskers. As in corn husks.
Huskers.
Not like Huskies. Wouldn't that be great, though?
That would be nice.
Yeah. I think it's JoJo.
I think it's JoJo.
And I got to be clear. I'm going to say this once and one time only. JoJo Siwa versus Jake Paul. I still take JoJo.
Wow. She honestly is probably the same height as Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably about.
Wow. Okay. So JoJo and Doja Cat, our final answer, JoJo Siwa.
Can you think about what venue would be able to hold a Justin Bieber, Jake Paul, JoJo Siwa, Doja Cat?
I mean, what's the biggest venue in the world? Because the answer is that
SoFi.
Not even big enough.
It's the University of Michigan football stadium.
That's the biggest stadium in the world?
I think it's the biggest football stadium.
But in the world.
There's a soccer stadium. I'm sure it's bigger.
Right. The demographic of people that would come from all around the world to see these two like title fights.
I'm sorry. Pyongyang? Well, let's find a new one.
What?
Rose Bowl is bigger.
Really? The Rose Bowl?
Not bigger than Pyongyang.
Wait, that this is...
Oh, maybe.
Honestly, I've been to the Rose Bowl flea market and it is exhausting walking around the perimeter of that.
Go to 10 biggest stadiums.
Wow. We're an educational podcast. 10 biggest stadiums in the world.
Okay, 81,000 people.
What are the top three?
It says we're grand. Run Grotto, first of May.
North Korea. Okay.
Look up University of Michigan football stadium capacity. 107?
Wow, 115. That is pretty big.
So it's hosted 115,000.
It's bigger than the Rose Bowl.
What a wonderful stat that I've found room for.
So what did we just learn?
I think we should do the Rose Bowl. Still.
Is the Rose Bowl bigger than SoFi?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
But do you remember that Rose Bowl was built for college?
Right.
In college.
I mean, regardless, the number of people here.
We're headed to Pyongyang.
We're headed to North Korea, baby.
Honestly, the only thing that would make that story just a little bit more unbelievable is that we're going to Pyongyang for it.
Right. For JoJo Siwa versus Doja Cat and Justin Bieber versus Jake Paul.
MC'd by Dennis Rodman.
Right. In North Korea.
Yeah.
Wow, what an event.
We're headed to North Korea. There's a title for you. Other than that, do we have a guest next week?
No, but maybe we can finesse Young Gravy on. No, you know what? Young Gravy's going to be the fucking talk of the town right now.
We have to wait till he cools down.
Yeah, we got to wait until
he's boiling less right cool. Now. Yeah, we need him to start simmering.
Yeah, Yeah. Okay. Maybe when him and Sherry break up, we can catch him on the breakup.
Ooh, because we would be good with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We need to get like a recently broken up person there and just start just poking holes in that thing.
Ooh.
Yeah. That should be our new niche.
Right. That's our niche. It's just find heartbroken people.
Yeah. But until then, we just talked to Lafia.
Okay. Good night.
Good morning. Good night. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scars. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.